Do You Have Trouble Finishing That Project? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on February 28, 2019. We visionaries are the creators of the world. We constantly create order from disorder. Where others see chaos, we see raw potential. We see the beauty in clients, friends, colleagues, who claim they're a total mess. We see possibilities for art in discarded wood, or possibilities for writing in an offhand comment where others cannot. We're the sensitives. We literally sense more than others. We sense the world around us, and we create our visions from it. We create order in the disorder. For a long time, I didn't understand this. I thought that I was fidgety, uncommitted, and undisciplined. I thought that I would jump from one idea to the next, never actually finishing anything. Like everyone else around me, I shamed and blamed myself for being too much and not enough. Why couldn't I just stick to one thing and make it work? But there was always something to jump to. I'd be halfway through writing a book when I'd suddenly feel compelled to clean the kitchen. Or I'd be halfway through filming new course content when I'd stop because an idea for a new program came through. My computer is littered with half starts and well intentions that never saw the light of day. I told myself it was resistance, that I just needed to push harder. I never realized it's because I'm a visionary, a creator. We are always creating order from disorder, taking the raw materials of the world around us and stitching together containers from it. The visionary mind processes what is incomplete. It creates order from disorder. That's the mark of the visionary, the genius, the artist. The same compulsion to help a friend or client in need is the one that makes us jump up to clean the kitchen or start the next project. We're constantly putting our stamp of genius on the world around us, creating art and order from it, whether we realize it or not. So the more disordered our worlds, the more raw material we have to work with, and the more distracted we might become, jumping from one project to the next. Seeing that we've created just enough order over here, but now that messy kitchen needs our attention. Not realizing that, in our increasingly hectic world, our perpetual creative genius is the thing stopping us from completing our magic. We're not halting ourselves because we're not good enough. We're halting because we're geniuses, and visionary geniuses create order where it hasn't been before. We create bigger boxes, bigger possibilities than have ever existed before. We create structure and flow in the seemingly chaotic. Of course we come across as unfocused or flighty. There's so much chaos all around us. The deeper I go in understanding I'm a genius, the more I realize I need stability and order in my everyday life. Because the more chaos I have, the more I'm going to be creating order for that chaos. If I add a million things to my to-do list, I'm going to be constantly focused on those million things. If I'm always talking to people who need support, I'm going to be constantly trying to support them. I can't help it. It's who I am. I'm a visionary, and my sensitivity deeply feels the chaos of the world. So I've had to learn to create time and structure for me. In fact, I don't even check my email or Facebook until 4.5 hours into my day. Way after I've already planned my top priorities and taken time to order my life. And I don't even get text message notifications, or have my phone ring during the day, or have a news feed at all. Because all of that gives me more chaos to fuel my need to create order. There are fantastic times and spaces for connection. But if I want to create to completion, I need to give myself a fighting chance. I need to give myself space and minimal chaos before me. Only then can can I order it all? We visionaries have brilliant minds. Minds that can see the potential in a person who doesn't believe in themselves. Minds that can see art and storytelling where others see waste. Minds that see opportunities where clients might be holding back and are ready to face a new truth. We can call it intuition or creative genius or absolute brilliance. But we visionaries can see possibilities that don't currently exist. Possibilities in the chaos. And there's plenty of chaos. Apparently, we process 5 times as much information in a day as we did in 1986. And with the rise of social media, that information seems to be increasingly chaotic. There's a lot out there, and a lot to process. And we visionaries are drowning in raw materials to create from. We have to understand that we are creators. We can't help but create. We can't help but feel someone's pain acutely and want to support them. We can't help but see a potential challenge in life and think up a solution. Our ability is our genius to be sensitive, to sense more of the world around us, and then to create from the disorder we sense. It's what allows us to create new visions, new possibilities that haven't existed before. We can stop shaming ourselves. We can stop telling ourselves that we're just unfocused and undisciplined, that we're too much and not enough, that something's wrong with us. And we can honor that actually, we're geniuses. We're fucking geniuses. We're the creators of the world. But if you drowned a fashion designer in endless fabric, their studio would be too full to create anything. We need order in some parts of our life to be able to create from the disorder in others. Studies actually tell us that entrepreneurs and artists who have more stability, like semi-consistent income or even a part-time job, tend to take bigger risks in their work. Of course they do. They have order in one area. They can focus on disorder in others. We need structure, order, and stability in some areas of our life. We need routines and support that nourish us. We need minimal distractions so that we can share our genius. Because don't mistake me, you are a genius. You're a fucking genius. You're a creator. And we need to fiercely defend that creative genius from endless chaos. We need to focus it on the few spaces we want to create from. Because that's the only way the world will ever get to receive all of your genius. It's the only way we can see the vision you're bringing forth for us all. Questions for reflection. Answer in the journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. Do you have trouble finishing that project? Do you get halfway through a project only to get really excited about something else? Are you ever compelled to start cleaning or doing dishes in the middle of work? Have you shamed yourself and told yourself that you're just not focused or disciplined enough? Has your inability to finish something ever made you feel not good enough? What if it's actually a sign that you're a visionary genius? What if you're a creator and you're constantly sensitive to the chaos around you and creating from it? What if you need to fiercely defend yourself from endless chaos in your life and choose to focus that genius on the places where you most want to create?